Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good afternoon. This is Rod Colon and welcome to OYC 21 from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our mission is to educate and empower students and professionals globally in how to network, a critical skill in managing one's career as a business. We're building a great resource on career management and networking best practices for our students and professionals around the globe. And today's guest is Jai Vargas, and Jai is the National Latino Marketing Manager for New York Life and charged with implementing strategic marketing initiatives for sales and recruiting. And welcome to OYC 21, Jai Vargas. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Rod. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And we've had other guests. And what I love about this program and format is we really get to know individuals and their style of networking. You know, many know me as this networking guru, but you know what? It's not just one way of networking. There's so many ways of doing it right and doing it well. And what we're doing is developing best practices around it. So today it's your opportunity to kind of share your style of networking and how you've created this wonderful brand for yourself. So we'll start out first with, when I say own your career, what does that mean to you?
Owning your career. Well, when I hear own your career, I think of developing a blueprint, right? So developing one's blueprint for success. And not only setting up goals and working towards them, but actually knowing what your next steps are, right? And building a legacy, a continuation. What will I leave behind at home or at work? What will people really know me for? Owning your career to me means making sure that I know every aspect of my business and knowing that I do it well. I like to make sure that I'm not replaceable. So making sure that if I'm going to be an excellent worker or a mother or a wife or a girlfriend, I think career really accentuates both personal and professional characteristics of someone, and just really knowing exactly what you're doing at the moment and what you're planning to do. And once you've done it, making sure that you sort of leave the right taste in people's mouths when they think about you, and making sure that they know your brand and your career as a whole.
You know, that's excellent. Right now, you mentioned quite a few things about things that you are and that you do. So as the CEO of Jai Vargas Inc. Enterprises, how do you, with all the things that you have, how do you manage your day?
That's a great question. I actually rely very heavily on my calendar. I try to input as much information, both personal and professional information, as to what's important for me in that day. So it's everything from working out in the morning, getting my breakfast, making sure that I'm aware of some personal items that I've got to take care of, right? Paying my bills and such. But every time that I go to add something to my calendar, the way that I like to manage myself is really asking myself, is this the best use of my time, right? Is this something that's imperative to my blueprint of success? It's very hard to manage time, and I try to be a stickler for hard stops during meetings, and I make sure that before I set up a meeting with someone else, that they understand the intent and what the purpose of our meeting is, because it's something that I appreciate from others. So when I'm setting up my calendar and I'm trying to manage everything that I do, I make sure that, number one, it's purposeful, right? So I make sure that whatever I'm going to be inputting makes a difference and is the best use of my time. And it's imperative for me to know how to prepare for something that's on my calendar. I've gone to many meetings before where, you know, you show up to meetings and a lot of time is really lost in just perhaps brainstorming. But if it's a brainstorming meeting, then that's the purpose. But I really, really appreciate when someone sets me up for success in terms of getting an agenda together, making sure that we go through all of the points necessary, and also making sure that people understand what my day is like, if I've got a hard stop at any particular time, and also making sure that people see what's expected of me and make sure that they're aware of how I'm sort of conveying their messages as well. So calendars are very important to me. I try to use technology as much as possible. I've combined my personal and professional calendars so that I don't miss a beat. And I try to invite as many people as possible to the events that I do and promote as well, because it's all about sharing. I don't like to go to events by myself, so I'm fortunate enough to have been to many Wonder Professional Development events, and I love sharing that with the community.
Excellent. Now, let's take the calendaring system and I just take it into a deeper level there, because there's so many different calendars, and so here I am. I'm like, okay, I have Outlook. I have the calendar in Outlook, and I put everything in a time slot. But how do you leverage this calendar for, like, how am I going to prioritize my day? And how do I look at things a week from now or a month from now? How do you kind of put all that together that your mind is at ease, you're not anxious about what did I miss because you have it all down? But here is now the mechanics of how do you leverage the calendar for what am I going to do in a priority, and also what's down the road, what's a month, what's a week from now, a couple of weeks from now, a month from now, that you're not feeling anxious that you forgot something. How do you manage that?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. Well, for a lot of the priorities, not only do I include them in my various calendars that are all combined, but I make sure that if it's a huge deadline or it's a rather big project or it deserves my full-on attention, that I actually schedule something in the calendar either days or weeks or months in advance to be able to work towards that specific event. So, for example, I'm working on a project that I knew is due in February, and there are a couple of moving parts that are very important for this particular project. And so in the months ahead of time, so here in October, November, and December, I'll schedule 1 or 2 weeks in advance, and I'll make sure that I detail what I'm going to do on that specific day, on that specific hour, focused on the project that's due in February. So I've got, you know, some work to do in February, but the work that I'm doing towards that event in February has everything to do with perhaps the 5 deadlines that I need to meet. So it's very difficult when working on priorities. I manage a lot of events. Usually I like to prioritize and create systems for myself. I'm really great with emails. So once I open up a calendar, I actually love to create notes for myself right there within the calendar notice. So, for example, for today's calendar and today's event on Blog Talk Radio, I wrote down the questions that I would be asked. I prepared for them in advance, and I made some personalized notes, right? And I shared it with a couple of friends of mine. So it's those things that take high-level priority so that nothing else gets in the way. And I make sure that I always give myself 30 minutes before or after a specific deadline to make sure if I need some time beforehand to finish it up or to follow up with a really important project on some items that I may have missed. So it's certainly very difficult to prioritize, but I love communication and I love writing. I try to be as specific as possible with all of my calendar notes, and preparing for them weeks and months in advance is also something that's helped me out a ton.
Excellent. Now, isn't that interesting that here you go into your own methodology and style of managing your day, managing your week, managing your month, But yet, it's rare, and I've never had a manager that actually helped me with that. It's almost implied that you should know this somehow. And that's the reason, you know, for what we're doing is to really help people to look at different ways of managing their careers. Now, I'm going to just shift gears a little bit here for you. And tell me about your networking style. You know, what is it about Jai, you know, going to a networking event and meeting someone? Tell us about your style of networking.
Absolutely. Well, I love networking. And I've met a lot of people that don't necessarily love it as much as I do. But I think the way that I network has a lot to do with reciprocity. So whenever I enter an event or I meet someone, my goal is to sort of peel the layers of a person, right? I ask them, what are some of your passions? What interests you? What moves you? And when I meet someone, my purpose is to find someone or something that can help that particular person move in the direction of their dreams, right? So when I meet someone that perhaps is looking to go into writing a book, or perhaps someone who's looking to open up their own spa, or perhaps someone who's looking to be in the publishing world, I immediately start thinking about my specific network and how I can help this person. I love to be known as what you call a connector, right? So when I meet someone, I love to connect them to someone or something that's going to move them in the direction of their dreams. So if I meet someone who says, you know, I'm really, really passionate about writing and I'd love to write a book, all of a sudden my mind starts shifting to, all right, particularly on LinkedIn or just my network in general, who do I know who's written a book before? Who do I know that may have access to a publishing company? How can I help out this person simply by introducing them to someone who's already done this before? And perhaps this little tidbit of help is going to help them in a very great way, or perhaps it's not going to help them at all. But it's always about reciprocity. I know that the person that I help at that particular event that one time is going to remember me and going to understand that I'm there to help, right? So perhaps me, myself, and I, as the marketing person here at New York Life, can't help them specifically and directly to what they're hoping to accomplish, but I certainly know someone who can help them. So I absolutely love that when I meet someone. So my style is definitely peeling the layers of a person and really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what they really want to do. Because almost everyone that I meet has a purpose and a passion that's slightly different than they're currently doing. So it's certainly, I guess, a blessing in disguise to be able to sit down and have a great conversation with someone and just figure out what it is that really moves them. And hopefully I'll be able to help them in that direction.
Man, that's awesome, Jai. You're listening to OIC 21 on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OIC21. Our guest today is Jai Vargas from New York Life. Jai, how do you leverage LinkedIn? So you're networking, you talk about being a connector. How do you best leverage this wonderful tool we call LinkedIn?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love LinkedIn. I call myself the self-proclaimed networking and LinkedIn ninja. I actually do not carry many business cards when I go to networking events. And primarily what I do when I meet someone is I add them immediately on the LinkedIn app. And so when I add someone, I ask them to not necessarily, you know, accept my connection right away, because every single person that I meet, whether it's at a networking event or by personal introduction or someone emails me a contact information, I want to make sure that I take the time to write them a personal note and a message. And so LinkedIn has really been a game changer for me. I've actually secured my last 4 career positions through marvelous LinkedIn. So I'm absolutely a supporter and a promoter, and I really, really encourage a lot of people to develop their own systems, right? So when I'm on LinkedIn, I use all of the features. I make sure that I tag and categorize any contact that I come into a meeting. I make sure that I write notes and set up reminders. So if it's an influential person that I happen to meet, if it's a center of influence, perhaps it's someone from a chamber of commerce, I make sure that I set up regular notifications so that LinkedIn reminds me of when I should be reaching out to this person. Perhaps it's once a month, perhaps it's once a quarter. And it's really just to sort of further my relationship with that person, making sure that I'm aware of what it is that they're doing, how I can help them, and how they can help me. So I love leveraging my network through LinkedIn, particularly if we're looking for someone who can fill a role here at New York Life. I used to be in recruiting, so I still get tons of open positions in various industries. I'm able to connect a lot of people in case they're even searching for a new career opportunity. So I love LinkedIn and what it's been able to do for true networkers and even people that dabble into it. So I make my network open to anyone and everyone who's willing to take the time to really let me know what it is that they're interested in. My network connections are closed, but if someone takes the time and really has a meaningful purpose to what it is that they're looking to accomplish and do on a personal, professional, and LinkedIn level, I definitely make the time to be able to help them.
Excellent. Okay, so let me just, we're networking, first time, we've never met, we've had a nice conversation. You mentioned that you take your smartphone, you don't have a business card, or you don't bring many, and just take me through this process here. So you're going to pull out your smartphone, you're going to show, say, hey, Rod, is this your profile? And you're going to send me an invitation right there. Take me through that, what you were doing there.
Absolutely. So whenever I meet someone at an event and perhaps they're not carrying a business card or perhaps I'm not carrying a business card, the first thing that I do is I say, are you on LinkedIn? Is it okay that we connect so that we can, you know, take this conversation elsewhere, you know, past this event particularly? I'm really interested in getting to know your professional passions and seeing if I can help you in any way, shape, or form. Usually the people say, absolutely. Sometimes, very rarely, they'll say, you know, I actually am not on LinkedIn, and that's okay. I take their business card, and I still follow up with a personal note. But if they do say that I can add them on LinkedIn, I say, you know what, how about we do this? I have the LinkedIn app on my phone. Is it okay that I add you right now? That way, I'll be able to send you a notification when I get into the office tomorrow morning. And I promise to send you an invitation to my next event or something that's going on in the community that may be relevant to what it is that you're doing. Most of the time, I've actually never heard someone say that, you know, they aren't okay with it. So most of the time, they're very agreeable, and it definitely sets my systems in place so that when I get into the office the next day, I look through my emails, and then I start approving all of those connection requests. And once I open up someone's profile, I can go to the relationship tab and the contact info, retrieve their email address, and then write them a personal message reminding them where we met, thanking them for allowing me to add them on LinkedIn. And I always let them know that I'll be sending them any information that's relative or personable to what it is that we spoke about the evening before at any of the networking events. And so it's sort of my personal database.
I love it. It's great because I've never thought about that. I think that's a great idea. I think you're right there in the spot. They see your authenticity, that you're interested in them, that you'd like to follow up. It's there. It's real life. That's awesome. Now, you mentioned something else that some of our listeners may not be aware of, which is categorizing and tagging. Can you explain that for us?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So when you add someone on LinkedIn or you accept their request to connect on there, you actually have some settings. So once you are on LinkedIn, you can click on personal contact information or the relationship tab. Within the relationship tab and in the contact information, you're able to create what's called a tag. LinkedIn has created various tags that are already pre-populated. So some of those may include colleagues, friends, coworkers, or perhaps people that you worked with at an organization. And so I've developed a few personalized tags for institutions, organizations, perhaps people in the diversity and inclusion space, perhaps for centers of influences. Here at New York Life, I work with agents and also recruiters. So I've got tags separately for agents and recruiters. And what that lets me do is, let's say I'm hosting an event this evening or a week from now, and I want to send out a specific message to all of my centers of influences, or perhaps all of my recruiters, or perhaps all of my old colleagues from another opportunity that I used to be at. It lets me, by the click of a category, send a very specific message to that entire group. And I absolutely love it, especially when someone reaches out to me and I don't necessarily know where I met them. I can go into the categorize and the tag feature, and then I said, oh, yes, I know them from Alpha. That's fantastic. So it's sort of a great memory jogger, and the ability that it has to be able to send a message to an entire group of people that you've categorized in a very specific way, I think it's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite features on LinkedIn.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. That, and as far as just taking notes, and you could actually incorporate notes, and it journalizes that for you. So if you had comments 6 months ago, you can easily go to it, and it's great. You're listening to OYC 21. OYC stands for Own Your Career in the 21st Century. On Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our guest today is Jai Vargas from New York Life. Switch gears a little bit here, Jai, and I'm now a college junior or senior looking to take on my career. And what words of wisdom do you have, kind of knowing now, you know, so what are these things that I wish I would have known now, you know, back then, what I know now? What words of advice would you have for college students relating to their career, networking, managing it as a business? Help us out.
Mm-hmm. That is great. Well, when I was young, you know, I never really took into consideration a lot of the professionals that were around me, either my parents' friends or perhaps my older brother's colleagues. And some of the advice that I would give to some students listening would be, ask questions. If you meet a professional, ask questions. You know, ask them what they do, who they work for, what type of company it is, what sort of services they can provide. Sort of peel the onions for someone that you perhaps don't know anything about. So it's really important to ask for advice no matter what industry it is. That's actually something that I still do to this day. I meet all sorts of actuarials and attorneys and communications professionals that are in very specific and niche departments here at New York Life and in many other industries that I've perhaps never heard of. So I love to ask questions, right? What does an actuarial really do? What do you do in terms of risk assessment? What is risk management? I'm a fair believer of there are never any stupid questions. I'd rather be in the know now than never in the know about a particular subject. So it's certainly very important to network. And, you know, I always have a fair amount of interns working for us here in the summertime at New York Life. And I always ask them to show me their resume and see if they had a LinkedIn profile. They were always really weary because they probably only had, you know, one experience either at a restaurant or a coffee shop or perhaps scooping ice cream somewhere. So they were always really weary of starting their resume because in reality they didn't have much to put on there. And I said, nonsense, you have so much to offer, especially what you're hoping to accomplish. So I'd always sit down with my interns and say, what do you look to accomplish? How can we put this on paper so that it's not necessarily what you've done before, but what you're hoping to do, right? What school you're going to? What are some extracurricular activities? Perhaps you speak another language. What do you do on your free time, right? Have you done any, perhaps, breast cancer awareness walks? Do you volunteer for any nonprofits? All of that is absolutely valid because when you go for your first real job, they really want to see who you are. as a person, as a brand new professional, right? What is your brand? What are you portraying? So that's always really important.
Yeah, love that. You know, Jai, we can talk for hours on this. You have so much to share. But we want to know about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how do folks reach you and, you know, just so we can stay in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I would love to be in touch with anyone. You can, of course, find me on LinkedIn. You spell my name Y-A-I, last name Vargas with a V. If you put in my name and you put in comma New York Life, I'd be more than happy to connect with anyone. And most importantly, if you have any questions, I always say, come prepared, right? If anything that I said during the day today makes you think about yourself and what you're doing, ask me some questions, right? Ask me for advice, but be prepared to act on it. So if you've got three questions and I give you three answers or I give you a little bit of homework, make sure that you follow up with me and let me know that you did indeed complete that task that I gave you, or if you've got more follow-up questions. So I'm more than happy to connect with almost anyone on here. I'm very, very passionate and very supportive of people who are looking to create a path of their own, very looking to create a niche and to separate themselves from others and be that unique person that you are.
That's awesome. That's Jai Vargas, National Latino Marketing Manager for New York Life and LinkedIn Ninja. So thank you so much, Jai, for your time and the opportunity to for you to share a little some wisdom and some guidance with our audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rodcolone.com. I love to hear from you during the week. Make sure you join our LinkedIn group, Own Your Career with Rod Colone. Here you can post your career questions and be part of a global group committed to running your career as a business, the CEO of Me, Inc. I appreciate you, our listeners. I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking live. And until our next show, this is Rod Colone with OYC 21.